Malachi Perek Beis, Pasuk Yud Gimel. We are really hearing it. Intermarriage is terrible. Kohanim, who are low lives, are terrible. We're living high in Bavel. The Churban was 100 years ago. What's the big deal? We've adjusted. We've fit in. V'zo Sheinis Ta'asu, Pasuk Gimel. The second thing you do. So the first is pretty terrible. You married a Goyish woman if you're unmarried. But what if you add a second wife into your household and she is a Bas El Nechar? Then you don't just ruin your own life and future, you're ruining the existing Jewish relationships that you had. Kasos Dima Es Mizbach Hashem. You covered the Mizbeach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the altar, with tears. Bachi, weeping, Va'anoka, and sighing. Mein Od Pinos El HaMincha V'lokachas Ratzon Miyedchem. Hashem will no longer turn to your offering. He will not take anything willingly from your hand. You're cutting off HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Who's weeping on the Mizbeach? The Jewish wives. Rashi says, what have we done? What fault did our husbands find on us that they took another woman? We'll come here to the Mizbeach. This is the week after Parshas Noso and Shalach. Noso and Bahaloscha. The parsha of the Sota. Test me. I'll show you that I was faithful in every way. So why would you do that? So Rashi says, so the Jewish women were ignored by their Jewish husbands. And they suffer from famine, from exile, and their husbands go, you're gross, I want to get a supermodel instead. So she ends up living as an almona, as an aguna, in a manner of speaking, at home, cramped in the house while he parades around his Goyish wife, who's his new main wife, because he's proud of the new trophy wife that he has bought. And then you're going to say, why? Because that's the theme in a way of Sefer Malachi. It's the disagreement back and forth. Hashem says, I've loved you. And we're like, show us, how did you love us? You know, we're so chutzpahdik. So now he's not accepting my karbonus. And I'm like, why? Why not? My beautiful pagan wife in my house. Could that be a reason? Oh, it can't be. Ki al ki Hashem heyid beincha uveinesh esnuracha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu testifies between you and the wife of your youth. The Jewish wife that you married, that you now neglect and ignore and treat horribly. Asher ato ba gadato ba. You dealt treacherously with her. You cheated on her. Vihi chavertecha ve'esh esbrisecha. She is your companion. Your chavera since your youth. At the very least, you should love her because she is your companion, even if she wasn't the wife of your youth. And furthermore, the Eish Esprit Secha, she is the wife of your covenant. But you reject her. I don't want to be that Jewish. Tesva v'lo echad asa. Usha'ar ruach lo. So says Pasuk Tesvav. Didn't the unique one do this and he had an extraordinary spirit? So who's the unique one? So most people say this is Avraham Avinu. The husbands who took an extra wife are like, I'm just like Avraham. Avraham took Hagar. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, that is very different. Umo ha'echad mevakesh zera Elohim. What does the one seek of the seed of God? He wants godly offspring. Yishmael, that didn't work out so good. But he had hopes. V'nishmartem beruchachem uve'esha surecha al yivgod. Now you need to guard your own spirit. You should not betray, use your spirit to betray the wife of your youth. You're supposed to love the woman who has been through the wars with you, who has been through the tough times with you. But now you betray your Jewish wives and you go cheat on them. And now that you're a middle-aged, pathetic midlife crisis, and you dump her because she's not convenient anymore. Ugh, I don't want to be married to a woman who looks 50. Never mind that I'm 55, but I should have a nice, beautiful Goyish wife. It'll look better on the red carpet. How often does this happen in a place like Hollywood or in the world of high finance or in the world of politics? Dump the wife who got you to where you are and who supported you and who stood by you and who was part of your rising to the point where you are, and just drop her without a moment's notice when you see a shiny bauble in the window of the jewelry store. Tesva velo echad asa. Ushar ruach lo. Oh, I'm sorry. We did that one. My page flipped back. Ve'eshes nerecha al yivgot. Tezayin. I know I did tesva. Please excuse the backwards. Ki sonei shalach omar Hashem Elokei Yisrael. If you hate her, kisane shalach, send her away. You want to get a get. You want to have a divorce. You can do it. You want to marry somebody else? You can give a divorce. Wouldn't it be better to divorce her than to keep her trapped in a loveless, hateful marriage? V'chisach hamas al levusho? Injustice. Hamas. Again, every time the word hamas comes up, it reminds us what hamas really is. He covers injustice with his garment. Omar Hashem Tzevakos. You're trying to hide it. You're trying to keep it private. Nishmartem beruchachem velosib godu. You need to beware of your spirit and don't deal treacherously. Your spirit needs to not to be treacherous. Your behavior needs to not be treacherous. You're forsaking a Jewish woman who did everything that was asked of her and who gave you nothing but loyalty and unswerving support. And you're dumping her for the sake of a shiny penny in the street. It's a garment clothes you, a garment covers you, a garment comforts you and warms you. A good relationship can do the same. Yedzayin hogatem Hashem b'divreichem. You have wearied HaKadosh Baruch Hu with your words. V'amartem b'moho ganu. And then you say, like you did at the beginning of Malachi, how have we made him tired? What did we do that was so bad? That's always our answer. The first refuge of scoundrels is to immediately say, you know what you did. We didn't do anything. What do you mean? Be'amorchem kol oseh ra tov be'enei Hashem. When you say things like, every evildoer is good in the sight of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every evildoer is good in the sight of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It sounds like Christianity. Yeah, God loves everyone. Doesn't matter what you do. Sounds like modern philosophy. But it also means that you are saying all the wicked people are making money. They're prospering. So you pervert the truth and you say God must favor the rich and the evil because they become mayor of New York. God must favor the terrible people because they rise to power. Which is absolutely not the truth. If Hashem wanted, the whole Sefer goes back to the beginning. If Hashem wanted a winner, he would have picked Esav. But he didn't. But you say, obviously he did. Esav is winning. O aye elokei hamishpat. Or then you like to complain. Where is the God of judgment? I don't see the God of judgment anywhere. Trump is president. Everything is terrible. What did he do? He's taking away our rights. What rights did he take away? Doesn't matter. Can't be a God. Or God can't have done the right thing. Or God must favor the wicked. It's also simple-minded. It's also juvenile to see the world in a black and white of your creation and not to listen to the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he gave us over the millennia with all of the Nevi'im, all of the prophets, all of the leaders, all of the people. The message of the Sfarim that still exist and are still talking to us today. And we ignore them because it doesn't look like that in the world. And granted, when it's an Adolf Hitler, I get it. How is it possible? But wait 12 years and he'll be entirely gone. And Paro is going to fall and Nebuchadnezzar is going to be destroyed. But for right now, I say better I should be evil because then I'll be rich too. Never mind that I know inevitably what happens to these people. The higher they are, the farther they fall. But I don't want to hear it. It's not according to my view of the world. And of course, my view is more important than HaKadosh Baruch Hu's words to us that have lasted more than 3,500 years. But I don't agree with it. And on the internet, every opinion is exactly equivalent. So we live in a dar that is ignoring this kind of thing, and the Navi warns us, don't ignore it, because I know what you're going to say, and I know what you're going to do, and then we do it. And then we say, yeah, but we're so much more sophisticated than they were back in the time of Malachi. I got a message for you. No, we're not. And all the Kohanim, and all the hypocrites, and all the people who found an excuse to say my behavior is justified because God likes the rich and God only likes the winners is paying no attention to the Navi's message to us over and over again.